Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Every once in a while, we gotta the religious people.
There are 720 churches in Charlotte. I'm sure we can find one where you can stuff your face.
Shut up. Quit pointing out the problem.
Men will be proud, arrogant, abusive. You watch some of today's rock star pastors, and you will see every characteristic Paul listed played out in vivid detail on the church stage.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Order in the court.
This is Wretched Radio. Prepare to play one of America. That's right. Prepare to play one of America's fastest growing game sensations. Which one of these clips is the most insufferable? Let's go with that. The most insufferable. First contestant, you might want to get your Bible and a calculator out. She is, I guess, a prophet of sorts. Hey, Haley, what was her name? Haley Grace?
Or Amanda Grace?
Amanda Grace.
Yeah, I think that was it.
What's the matter, Jimmy? You've heard her before?
Yeah, I've seen this woman.
Okay, this is besides like the weird math and the numerology business, which is not the way to read your Bible, what is the point of all of this? Other than to raise money, I can't imagine any other reason to get people whipped up into a complete frenzy, which does appear to be her goal here. Just, scary. To profit from it somehow by having people send in money. This is utter nonsense.
Senator Lindsey Graham, his birthday is July 9th.
Uh-huh.
2 days later, on July 11th, he suddenly dies.
Okay.
July 9th to July 11th, 9/11, 9/11.
Oh.
Now, within this same July 9th to July 11th window, a new assassination plot against President Trump is uncovered involving Iran and the IRGC.
Tell me more.
This is all unfolding within a two-year window that equals 9/11, 2025 to 2027. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. 9/11. Within this year, 2026, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets,
right?
Begins on 9/11.
No!
It is the 25th anniversary this year of 9/11, within America's 250th year, all while President Trump's presidencies equal 9/11. 45 and 47. 4 plus 5 is 9. 4 plus 7 is 11. 9/11. We have to wake up and realize there is an alarm being sounded right now.
What is that alarm saying? Why do we have to wake up? What does all that nonsense have to do with anything, frankly? This is numerology gone cuckoo bird. She's just grabbing things all over the place. This is not the way to read the Bible. This is not the way to read the signs of the times. We have a word that is so clear. She's a trickster. She's a huckster. All she wants to do is get people stirred up. Make her seem like, oh, we've got to go to her so that we can be in touch. It would be you want to do something. If you're one of those people that is really good with statistics, go back if you can endure it and watch a bunch of her stuff and see if anything that she's ever said or predicted has come true. I'll bet not a single thing.
And we have to intercede and pray for what is coming. We have to heed
what's
right
coming
now. Have what? Eyes to see and ears to hear.
Yeah, we do. What are we seeing? What are we hearing? What's coming?
What the Holy Spirit has to say, and that Congress, in the midst of this, and the Republican Party have to humble themselves right now before the Lord in the midst of what is unfolding within this window.
What's unfolding? What window?
This is an alarm being sounded. We need to pay attention to this thread. These things are not accidents the way they are unfolding.
Jimmy? What did we call this? Which one is most insufferable?
I think that was the word.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is going to get pretty insufferable, too. This is apparently Lord of the Rings of some way, shape, or form. This is Bethel Church. You have to it's Cheyenne, Bill Johnson, a woman who seems to be pretty intense, and a couple of other, get ready for it, apostles. And they're gathering around a big staff. And they're going to start banging it on the stage, making proclamations.
Please stand up with us. So if you can stand, because you're standing in authority, because you're all kings and priests.
Standing in authority. Jimmy, the next time that you want to get something done, stand in authority.
Okay.
Are we kings and priests? Yes, we are. This, however, is a doctrine that is so abused in these circles. You are a royal priesthood. You are indeed the kingdom. You hold the kingdom of the keys. You do. But they use it as something far different. You've got some power. some intrinsic power inside of you that allows you to decree and declare.
And all of us, we're an apostolic people.
Oh, so I'm looking at the likes of Peter and Paul and Mark. Okay, cool. So I'm looking at apostles now.
So as an apostolic team with the authority that God's given to us, we decree and declare that racism will end. It's over in the ecclesia from this night forward. Okay. In Jesus' mighty name.
That's all it took.
But they decreed and declared it. I'm pretty sure that racism is still happening.
I'm pretty sure it is.
What happened to their declaration here?
Stop and bang it. Hallelujah. Come on, give them a praise offering.
Thou shalt not pass.
I had to be told what it is. Thou shalt not pass. I think that that's a Lord of the Rings, and they're banging the staff. So they've all got their hand on the staff. These are adults. Presume they look like adults. And they've got their hand on the staff. They're banging it. Thou shalt not pass.
No more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. We did it twice. We need one more.
Yes, we do. That's right. We need it. Otherwise, the decree and the declaration, it just ain't going to work.
One more. We need you to agree with us.
Why? You're apostles.
Okay. On the count of three. On three. Shout with us. One, two, three. Thou shalt not pass.
Calm down, madam. There it is. Bada boom, bada bing. Racism is gone.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. That's contestant number two, Jimmy. How are you doing?
I'm okay in here.
All right. I don't think you are, actually. I don't think that you're okay at all. Which, by the way, if you would do me a very big favor, I'd be so grateful. If you recall when one handsome Jimmy Hicks was out for surgery, encouraged you to send him a note of encouragement, and you did. And that was really wonderful and edifying. I'd like you to send Jimmy another note of encouragement that is not edifying, but scolding. Tell him to knock it off. Tell him to just stop it. He is going nuts around here because he's acting as if he didn't have back surgery a few weeks ago, and you're doing too much stuff. I'm telling you, stop it. Well, because you're gonna set yourself back. No pun intended. And then you're going to have to go through something again to fix it. So stop with all of the activity around here. Start telling people what to do. We are happy to do things. We'll pick it up. We'll put it together. Whatever. Stop. So if you'd be kind enough, what did that woman say? I need your agreement.
Thou shalt not pass.
Thou shalt not pass, Jimmy. Okay. So if you'd send that to 877-282-2337, in Christian love, of course, that would be most appreciated. You ready for number three?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. This is not a church thing. I just found this tremendously sad. I believe this is Nick Shirley, if I'm not mistaken. He's out in the streets and he's interviewing people. And this woman is sitting on a bench, I suspect, maybe university student. And I guess this made its way around the internet because it's supposed to maybe be, you know, laughable and ridiculous. I just found it tremendously sad.
Let's just say somebody who has raped a woman.
Totally.
Would you like them to be out in the street?
I think my answer is yes, even though that's a challenging answer to say.
So if you got raped, would you like your rapist to be out in the street?
Well, like, let me finish. Because I have been raped, and they are out in the street. And I'm not sure, like, them going to jail is a solution to, like, whatever's going on inside their heart, or even my own heart that, like, contributed to that experience that I'm having. And I don't want more people to get raped, but I don't know for certain. And going into a jail in the United States is going to shift anything inside of their, like, operating systems.
That's a woman who has been infused with progressivism. Furthermore, she doesn't understand the penal system. She thinks it's a rehabilitation system, and somebody going in, they might not get rehabilitated. That isn't why people go to jail, at least not biblically. It is to be punished for their crime. And if somebody has raped another human being, they should be punished whether they get rehabilitated or not. And she apparently had some sort of a bad experience, awful. And she doesn't appear to have enough sense of justice to say, yeah, that person needs to be in jail. I just found that really troubling. So I'm not sure that that qualifies. What are we saying here?
Which one is most insufferable?
Yeah. Okay. How's about we change it? Which one is most tragic? Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Contestant number... whatever. This is in a Methodist church, Jimmy.
For they have tasted the divine. Blessed are the gays, for their joy in one another is contagious. Blessed are the bisexuals, for their confidence has expanded our pride. Blessed are those who are trans for the sake of self-compassion, for you have made water into wine.
Well, here you have it, Jimmy. That's a Methodist church rewriting the Beatitudes. Take your pick.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to pick from these
Which
four?
Which one is the most tragically insufferable sad one?
I'm going to go with the last one. If you're going to rewrite scripture, Blessed are the gays. Come on.
Hater. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, there's no shortage of voices telling women how to handle anxiety, how to navigate relationships, how to find their identity. If the content we're producing at Fortis Institute has been meaningful to you, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Just go to fortisinstitute.org right now and find out what it would look like for you to be a part of getting content like The Better Way into the hands of women who need it. Wretched. Amazing grace, amazing gospel. Every man knows what it's like to fight a battle no one else can see. You wake up, you're determined that today is going to be different. This time, you're going to be stronger than the temptation. But then evening comes, and there you are again, right back where you started. You're making promises to yourself that you already know deep down that you're not going to keep tomorrow. That's what Todd Friel gets into very deeply with his resource, Play the Man. It's available right now as an ebook, an audiobook, and video series only at fortisplus.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Ask most Christians what they know about hermeneutics, and you'll likely get, Herman who? That sounds like somebody's uncle. Is that the guy that always comes and just stays quiet in the back of the small group? Hermeneutics is actually the art and science of interpreting scripture. And if you don't know how to do it rightly, you're going to read the Bible wrongly. Herman Who, it is streaming right now for free on Fortis Plus. Download the app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org. So we decided to run the gospel through a focus group, and they loved the part about love. Then came the notes. Sin? Well, it sounds a little bit harsh. Hell? Well, that's a big negative. Saying Jesus is the only way? Well, that's just intolerant. We thanked them for their time and kept the message. If you're done rounding off the edges, Witness Wednesday here at Wretched Radio will help you share the real gospel. You can listen to your heart's content at fortisplus.org. Be honest, when's the last time you shared the gospel with a stranger? Not posted something online, not liked a Christian meme, but actually opened your mouth and told someone about Jesus. Most Christians would rather do almost anything than evangelize. It's terrifying. Our resource Terrified Too? It exists because Jesus gave us the Great Commission, not the Great Suggestion, and He actually gave us the tools to obey it. Terrified 2, it is streaming right now for free on Fortis Plus.
Know your church fathers. Justin Martyr was a second century apologist who was converted after seeing the courage and devotion of Christian martyrs. He earned his surname when he was executed for his faith. When asked to renounce his faith, he responded, "No one in their right mind turns from true belief to false belief." This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Just in case you thought I was being a big old meanie, this is Wretched Radio. You thought I was being a little harsh on Jimmy because I was scolding him for being way too active after having back surgery when the doctor told you how long is the recovery process?
Don't.
Come on. How long?
4 months.
Yeah. And you're 1 month into it?
A little over.
Okay. Please stop. Let us do stuff, or we'll find somebody who can do the stuff for you. We love your commitment to the ministry, but you are going to hurt yourself. And you thought, well, you were being a little bit severe. Let me just tell you what you missed during the break. A profound demonstration of my love for Jimmy Hicks. You have no idea how much I expressed my love to him during the break. Do you remember, Jimmy?
What did you say?
Yeah, I didn't say a thing. And that was my demonstration of love. Do you know why?
Why?
Because your mic was on, and what were you doing in there?
I don't know. I was opening something.
This. Oh. You were doing this. And I said nothing because I didn't want to pile on. What was that but an act of profound love for Jimmy Hicks? So if you think I was just being mean to him. It is such a weird phenomenon because as you're doing it in there, I'm just like, like, you know, just tingles. But I do it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's just fine. It's not a problem. What is that phenomenon? I'd like to know. Did I mention this is Wretched Radio? Jimmy, You want to play another round? Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to. Yeah.
You be the judge.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Order in the court.
How's about a round of which Islamic story is the most... is the most ironic? No. Is the most, yeah. I think we'll go with that. Which Muslim clip, or story rather, is most, yeah. Not exactly sure what the rules or the criteria are, but which one is most, yeah. Here we go. Story number one. Let me take you to Germany. Turkish Airlines, a Turkish immigrant living in Germany, refused to sit next to a woman on a flight. You know that Sharia law business. And so, gasp, a female flight attendant tried to comfort him, calm the man down. How does he respond? Well, he punched or slapped her because she was a woman trying to comfort a man. He was arrested when they landed in Dusseldorf. Dusseldorf has an umlaut. I didn't know that. We say it should be Dusseldorf is what it should be. The Muslim man practicing Sharia law, refusing to sit next to a woman and slapping the female flight attendant. Hey, Germany, just keep on bringing them in. Everything is going to be fine. Just fine. That's story number one, Jimmy. Which one is most? Yeah. Story number two. A transgender American regrets fleeing to the Netherlands because all the Muslim immigrants want to kill him.
What did he think was going to happen?
Well, you know, the situation, this is quote, the situation I have in the U.S. as a trans person, not good, right? But here I will be hurt or killed. Yeah, about that. Story number three. Muslims threaten to slaughter a Christian apologist family for not saying Islam is peaceful.
That's irony.
Man, this is a guy, I was not familiar with him. I went and watched some of his videos. Seems like a sharp character. It's called Inspiring Philosophy, Michael Jones. He's a Christian apologist. He wrote this, "My family is being targeted by Islamic extremists." I don't know that they're extreme. I think the ones that behave like that are being more observant and more obedient to the Quran than those who are not. My family has been threatened with, and apparently you can't say our asterisk PE anymore, or print it even, because it'll get you into trouble or censored, or the AI will keep it from being disseminated. I don't know. My family has been threatened with that and violence. They're currently looking for my home address to target us because he wouldn't say that Islam is a religion of peace. One of them told me, "Your front door is next." Cool. They've shared my phone number, shared an address they claimed was mine, tried to locate my actual home, threatened physical violence, and made threats of sexual violence against my wife. That's story number three. Which one is most? Yeah. And finally this, 60,000 Arab men. They stormed two Spanish cities and got fiery, but were mostly peaceful. Here's the details from Not the Bee. 60,000 military-aged Arab men stormed two Spanish cities on the coast of North Africa. Now, those are the last of the European holdings of North Africa, those two cities. 60,000 Muslims flooded those towns, burned cars, stormed buildings, looted businesses, shouting, Allahu Akbar. Mostly peaceful was the report from the media. That's story number four. Jimmy, mm-hmm. Which one is most? Yeah. And I know what you're thinking right now.
Which one?
I'm running short on material. We're not going to have enough time. No. Don't be deceived.
Okay.
This is now turned into, when they do when you're in a competition and the draw, so you got first round, second round, quarterfinal, semifinal. Yeah. So this is like a quarterfinalist.
I got you.
That's what we're picking. We got more. All right. So calm down.
Okay.
Well, which one is most? Yeah.
Right now I'm going to go with the ironic Muslim that threatens the Christian apologist.
They're all ironic, frankly. All right. So that's a contender. And then who was your winner from the last round?
The Methodist Church.
The Methodist Church, which rewrote the Beatitudes. Right. Blessed are the trans people, et cetera, et cetera. All right, you ready for round three?
Okay.
So this will be our final. So whoever wins this one then will compete against the other two.
Okay.
I'm making this up. Can you tell?
I think so.
All right, here we go. Which one of these just makes you shake your head the most violently? That's what this one is called. You ready?
I'm ready.
Kamala Harris just told the Democrats, or laid out the Democrats' 2028 agenda. She wants to pack the Supreme Court. That's not a shock. Revisit the Electoral College. Got to do away with that. And give statehood to D.C. and Puerto Rico so that they can win elections. That's Kamala Harris. Just getting more and more out there with the agenda of that is not American at all. I think we need to stop. I believe it was Dostoevsky who made no distinction between socialism and communism. Made no distinction whatsoever. I think it's time to do that. Let's label this Trojan horse what it is. Sophie Cunningham blasts Seattle Storm co-owner for cursing teen girls. There were some girls at the Indiana Fever basketball game. And apparently the owner of the Indiana Fever saw these two girls and their T-shirts that said XXXY. In other words, there's a difference between the genders. And it's reported that the owner of the Indiana Fever called them bleeping insane. Now, apparently, the owner has actually been banned from 5 home games. She can't even attend 5 home games of the team that she owns. They didn't explain why, by the way. Nevertheless, that's an adult who's married to another adult woman right there. That's story number two, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. So Kamala versus the Indiana Fever owner. Minnesota, my gender dolls. That's right. With swappable body parts rolling out for school children as young as 4. Oh, terrific. They're called My Gender Dolls with removable, swappable, you know what, to school children as young as 4 to help them realize all the different options that exist for who they can be regardless of their body parts. So if their body parts don't matter, then what's the big deal about body parts? They claim one thing. Hey, those things mean nothing, but we gotta have those. We don't want that one. We got to have this one. But they mean nothing. It's totally inconsistent. And this entire movement, this is what this entire movement appears to be predicated on. It's all about sex and body parts. The dolls are intended for children between the ages of 4 and 10. That's story number three, Jimmy. You keeping track?
I am.
All right. Story number four. Gay men who used a woman to rent her body to have their baby. They actually are suing her because she refused to abort because the baby was reported to have a cleft palate in the womb. So they're suing her. What is right about that story? Absolutely nothing. There it is, Jimmy. That's story number four.
Okay.
The lawsuit, the My Gender Dolls, the owner, the adult woman cursing out the kids because they understand that there's only two genders, mm-hmm. or Kamala Harris. Which one is... Blah, blah,
blah. Anytime you groom children, you're going to go straight to the top of the list for me.
My so. Gender Dolls?
Yep.
All right, then here we go. My Gender Dolls versus the United Methodist Church versus, what was the other one? Oh, the ironic Muslims wanting to kill the guy because he said Islam isn't a peaceful religion. Who's our winner?
It's got to go back to the rewriting of scripture.
You still go back to that?
Yeah.
The United Methodist rewriting the Beatitudes.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, you shouldn't do that. Unfortunately, they do in the United Methodist Church. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.